really sorry that I'm late this week. It's because I've been over in Ireland attending a Barter Council meeting, the British Assistive Technology Association. And I've been with my good friend Jack Churchill, the CEO of Scanning Pens. So I think I should dedicate this session to the use and the point of having scanning pens. For those of you who don't know what scanning pens are, they are a little handheld pen that you can use to scroll across, either from left to right or right to left, particularly if you're Japanese, across a line of text, and it reads back to you in your ear. A scanning pen can do much more than that. It can actually give you definitions about words as well. So that night and night, spelled differently, according to their meanings, can be translated. This kind of confusion happens a great deal, and therefore having a tool that can distinguish between those particular words and similar ones, I think the word is homophones, then this will be a great way forward for people to understand the meaning of words and have a tool that's as discreet in your pocket. I well remember doing a session at Bath Spa University and one of the students on this dyslexia, BA dyslexia course, nearly cried when she saw the pen and said, "I wish I'd had that when I was at school. It would have saved so much time, embarrassment." The usual method of having somebody called amanuensis, try spelling amanuensis, it's quite difficult. That word, which means somebody who reads for you, is quite embarrassing to have around. So having a tool that actually, I think the word, does away with that kind of approach can be extremely useful and powerful, making you more independent. Scanning pens come in all types, but the orange ones are recommended by the exam boards, particularly the Joint Qualification Council, JQC, and you're allowed to use them in exam settings, thus creating less need for amanuenses and screen and readers, cutting down cost involved in exams. And the cost of the pens are paid for by over the years by having that facility too. Limerick University make great use of them for their students, and they've bought loads, possibly one of the biggest users of the product. And my experience is that some students still feel embarrassed even with having those pens. And depending on their maturity, their ability, they would prefer not to use them. So it's interesting. Interesting the psychology of using assistive technology and how some people feel about it, making them different, maybe targeting them for bullying. Those off the computer aspects are worth considering when introducing them. But if there are many being introduced, then that lessens that effect and therefore becomes a strategy, and strategies work. And so I recommend the use of having multiple scanning pens rather than a single one for a pupil. Therefore they are able to discreetly be able to use them, and it won't seem odd that they do. Of course, there are alternatives to the pen. There are apps, and I recommend Claro Scan Pen, because that particular app enables any text to be photographed and then have read back to you. It's more than reading back a line at a time, it's reading ahead, and therefore it also has a use. I think that concludes everything I need to say about scanning pens. I look forward to the next podcast and what that will be. Thank you for listening. Tune in again next week. Bye.